This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Open enrollment on the state's health insurance exchange started yesterday. Right now, about 380,000, or nearly 7%, of Coloradans do not have health insurance. Kevin Patterson, CEO of Connect for Health Colorado, says a lot of people don't realize they can get financial help.
It's private insurance for folks that are working, that are making more than you would qualify for Medicaid. And especially with the American Rescue Plan, folks are seeing pretty screaming deals.
There is a deadline to enroll, but Patterson says people can get exceptions for life-changing events during the ongoing pandemic. Governor Jared Polis is calling on lawmakers to make big investments in air quality. That's after the Front Range experienced a record-breaking summer for air pollution. The nearly $500 million package is one part of his budget request for the next fiscal year. It also includes plans for electric school buses and free bus and train rides along the Front Range during the summer ozone season. Lawmakers will hash out a final budget during next year's legislative session. Several Colorado employers will participate in a pilot program to bring their employees childcare on site. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Initially, 10 employers will participate in a state program that walks them through how to create on-site childcare. They include employers in long-term care, the resort industry, and manufacturers. Nicole Real, with the nonprofit Executives Partnering to Invest in Children, says one of them is Smucker's in Longmont, which has unique manufacturing shifts.
And so childcare is especially a big challenge for their workers.
It's estimated that Colorado businesses lose $1.2 billion a year because employees can't find reliable or affordable childcare. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
You can find more at cpr.org. Boulder is at 36 degrees with a high of 40.